spilling my dad version all over myself.
Rana, what is going on with you? I've never seen you do that.
Brian, do not start with me.
Oh, shit.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Today is not the day. Today is not the day to start with me.
What happened?
Nothing happened. I'm just not interested in being started with, okay? I'm starting late, which I don't like.
No.
I'd love to blame it on you. It's not
you
your fault. In this instance. In this instance.
Sure.
I am having the hardest time finding the right help for baby Steve. And at this point, I have to ask myself, is it them or me? Of course it's me.
Why are you saying that?
Well, it's also them. If it's me, it's them.
Sure.
They're not right for me. It's them. They're not right for me. It's me.
You know what?
Which is it?
It's just a never-ending cycle of blame. Break the cycle, Rana.
Well, I just tried to. I just said I wouldn't blame you, even if I'd like to.
No, but I'm talking about blaming them.
Oh, no. You know, you can't. I mean, Steve requires. In any event, here we are. It's you and me. It's me and you.
I would do what Moses and the prophets said. Don't blame yourself.
Who are the prophets? And who said not to blame yourself?
Somebody had to in that book, right?
Well, they have. Of course they have. That's interesting. I think if you're Catholic, you're supposed to blame yourself.
Actually, you're right. I think that book is really
if
about
anything else. I think you're not supposed to blame yourself.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
Listen.
Judaism, that's the thing about Judaism. It's sort of life happens.
It's very nice that
more,
way.
A little bit more of the, it's not totally forgiving, but it's not about punishment,
right.
You know,
it's about revenge.
They do like a little vengeance. Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's the best part about it.
Sure. And there are right answers and wrong answers for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But you're right. I don't think anyone in the Bible says, don't blame yourself.
Do unto others. I don't know. Yeah. What do I know? What do I know about the New Testament?
Not a ton of self-care in there, I think we can say.
Is that true? Can we say it? We need a scholar.
We do.
Somebody
we need
must
to have
be
a
able
theologian.
To dig something up. Yeah, we need we need a theologian. We need someone who went to Harvard Divinity School to come on here.
Yes.
Now listen to me.
But I don't want to get the runaround. I want my questions answered.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Do you know what I mean? It's complicated. I don't want it to be complicated.
Who did we, someone, I'm trying to think, it'll come to me, has a degree from the Harvard Divinity School who I didn't expect.
It wasn't Frank Rich, was it?
No, maybe it was and we forgot to ask him. There was somebody in here who had a degree. If anyone remembers, let us know.
Was it Jason Butler?
Definitely not Jason Butler, Hannah.
He could definitely play a priest, though.
Oh,
I mean, I know
sure.
he's Jewish, but he could definitely play a priest.
He's not Jewish.
Oh, he isn't? Oh, I thought he was for some
reason. No, Mickey Rapkin's Jewish. His husband's Jewish.
Got it. Yeah, he could definitely play like a hot, you know, mischievous priest.
He could. Yeah, I mean, he's a handsome guy, I have to say.
Handsome.
And I don't really go for a ginger, but he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
If you like a ginger, you're in real luck.
Right. Well, gingers have no souls. We know that. But if they did.
Well, I don't mind Boris Becker, though, back in the day.
Hot.
Yeah.
He was my type, too.
That's as far as I'm willing to go, a strawberry.
Oh, I love a ginger.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Here we are.
I'll tell Jason Butlana if his marriage doesn't work out, you know.
Yeah.
In any event, or maybe he and Mickey could work something out. I don't really know. I'm going to stay out of that entirely.
I'm up for anything, Rana. I'm up for anything.
Well, what you should be up, speaking of things that are up, by the way. Now, first of all, it's just us today. So as you say, we can blame no one but ourselves today.
It's so intimate in here, Rana. I feel like lighting a candle and just blowing kisses at you from across the table.
What's stopping you? In any event, speaking of things that are up.
Yeah.
Phoebe Cookies. Okay.
I ordered.
Phoebe Cookies are up. Her numbers are up. We're going to blow her little brain apart.
What are the latest numbers, Rana? Give me the numbers.
Well, I've encouraged her to raise her goal. Her goal was 100 boxes.
Right.
She busted right through that, of course, one mention on our Scott Curtis episode, Scarlett Curtis.
By the way, I just got a notification saying mine are on their way.
As am mine.
I can't wait.
Scarlett Curtis, it was an instant carriage house sweetheart to me.
Oh, Scarlett? Classic. Oh, instant. Yeah. She's an instant classic.
But I don't know whether she ordered the cookies. She acted like she ordered them right on the show. And I did a little digging to find out if she actually ordered them.
And?
So I appreciate the promotional opportunity, but if I were her brothers, I would not be keeping my eye out for those Thin Mints, which I told her to order.
Those brothers,
did we
well.
Get their names? I'd love to know their names. I want
Alvin,
them to be called
Simon,
like,
Theodore.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I want them to be called Iggledy, Piggledy, and Pooh.
Completely. Completely.
Simon and Theodore. I absolutely want that to be the case.
Me too.
We should have them on for a Rashomon or whatever.
The Chipmunks? Oh, the three of, oh.
Yes. The Curtis Chipmunks we should have on.
We should call them the Chipmunks.
So we can talk, have the get the squeakquel from her about what they think of her, not what she thinks of them.
Scarlett and the Chipmunks.
Yes. We've never had any teenage boys on, as far as
I
know. We had that one fresh letter from Phoebe's brother who wrote in.
We did?
Remember that?
Oh, that fresh
Very
one about
fresh.
The ice. Oh, we sent him ice cream, I think.
Yes. And he won through no
Which
no
you didn't
hand
like.
Of my own.
That's
no.
right.
In any event, go to tinyurl.com/PhoebeCookies. She says she's trying to work on a math and build her confidence by selling her Girl Scouts cookies this year.
Rana, so I have to be honest with you. There. I'm like you in that I won't be able to do a thing until I see these numbers right now. So I'm going right now to look at them. I hate to tell you. Okay.
Well, you better hurry up because I've been informed from the management that these episodes are too long.
So, well, okay. She's
if you weren't spending
right.
the whole time Googling, maybe we wouldn't have that problem. I'm sorry you enjoyed the time you spend with me.
I
Brian.
Love
I
every second
you.
I spend with yeah. you. By yeah. the way, all I wanted
I know
to do
your,
excuse
your
me.
New Year's resolution excuse is time me. Management. I
Last
suppose.
Week, I said I wanted to come visit you on the vineyard, and you said that Adam O'Byrne was going to be there.
He is here right
yeah.
now, actually.
And you were like, well, I'm in Adam's
my,
here.
I'm in my pool house because he's in the art bun. That's what you see behind me. There's a juice.
Yeah,
and
the
I have,
Fiji.
You know, this is, yeah, yeah. This God. Is, and there's my shake of when I do cocktails
right.
for people.
Right.
This is the cabana that we added last summer.
Cabana.
You know, because why not build a cabana at the height of, you know, expense when it comes to building materials on an island?
You know, the but only other person I've ever met, who I've actually I have not met her, but the only other person I know who says cabana, by the way, is Jennifer Hart. She's the only other person who says it. She was on it. I was watching an episode recently.
Of Hot to Hot?
Yes.
On my favorite,
on
my favorite
Get
show?
TV. Something.
Whoever developed Hot to Hot should develop Lady
Oh, you're
Brianne.
Jennifer Hart. You're Jennifer Hart, Rana.
Rana, no, Lady Glickman and Madam Brianne. What's that show called?
Mrs. Glickman and Lady Brianne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why they're not making that show.
I don't either. By the way, Jennifer Hart and Jonathan Hart were true yes. fools. They were idiots. I mean, they were glamorous, but they were idiots.
You. I won't hear a bad word about it.
No, but
I
Jennifer Hart, bad word. So beautiful. Yeah. She's you. Incredible. She's you, except you're a lot more
I wish. I wish. I'm sort of both of them rolled into one. And then you're Max the Butler,
how,
I guess.
How?
Or the dog. What was the dog's name?
I don't remember. But all I know is
Sherman can play the dog.
Sherman could play Max. No, but the thing okay, that bothered me about Max
inch,
is
we're
he was
one
so
inch into this.
You're right.
Yeah,
sorry.
We're 1 inch into this show brief right now. We're 1 inch.
You're right,
into
Rana. It's my fault. It is my fault.
We have at least 36 inches.
I'm
to
telling
go,
you,
so.
It's my fault. Well, right. if it were me, you'd. Okay, yeah.
What's the cookie counter?
The cookie count is at about 125.
Oh, you can see that's not enough.
Well, it seems like it. It looks like she's halfway to 250. Yeah.
Well, these people better get buying.
tinyurl.com/PhoebeCookies.
And it's in our link tree. If you're so goddamn lazy that you can't type in Phoebe cookies, it's in our link tree.
I ordered the Adventurefuls, the Samoas, the Tagalongs, and...
I wonder if you're planning on handing any out because you showed everybody up. You bought chai. You bought 18 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
I did buy. Well, some I donated.
I donated 10 and then I went and bought 8.
That's exactly what I did. 18. That's exactly what I did.
Are we on the same page?
I donated 10 and then bought 8 for myself.
Yeah.
Or for somebody. I can't keep them here. You're right about that.
Couple of quick comments, okay?
Let's do it.
And the other thing I want, this is a public service announcement. The Negrana was showing as out of stock. Can we tell people our big surprise? Dare we tell people?
Yes, this is so exciting.
This is exciting. It's exciting for that. It's exciting. You know who it's mostly exciting for? Scarlett Curtis, to be honest with you.
Oh, this is the Venn in her diagram.
We're doing an Ask Rana bitch sesh. We're going on their bitch sesh live. We're their guests.
For their live show. That's
Rana
right.
Rana Glickman and Brian Safi are the
Mrs.
guests.
Mrs. G and Lady B.
And that is 127 at 5:30 Pacific, I think.
That's right.
Is that right?
That is exactly right.
And it's
right.
Some sort of a drink along episode.
Good God.
So watch out.
We're
going to
have
you don't
so
have,
much fun, Rana.
I'm scared to see what happens to you.
Well, remember the last cocktail hour we had, I mixed all those drinks together at the same time and people were horrified.
Including the bath bomb.
Including the bath bomb. I tripped. I mean, I really like, the next morning and there were teeth mark on my walls. It was bad.
Speaking of teeth mark, Cynthia Dupree Sweeney, I sent her a bag of the Vienna and Winter.
Sure.
She sent me a video. She said, well, I'm not the only one who loves it. Apparently, they'd thrown the bag over her fence and the coyotes got to it. And the
Why
bag
did they throw
had,
the bag over their fence?
I don't know. That because she has a terrible mailman? I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you meant they finished the bag
the
and
coyotes
threw it over
it?
Their fence. No, oh, I thought you meant Cynthia did.
The coyotes unwrapped the package because the coffee smelled so good and their teeth marks were all over the bag.
They didn't eat the coffee, though, did they?
You know, come to think of it, I wonder if it was raccoons.
Could have been raccoons.
I wonder if she saw that. I want her to look into that. If she saw the coyotes, if so, I'd like to think of some raccoons.
Well, I was going
to
say the raccoons would absolutely figure out how to open it the right way.
But they would have gotten, you know what? The raccoons would have gotten into the coffee.
You'll for sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. They're so smart.
You can't keep a raccoon out of a bag.
They know
of
how
coffee.
To use their hands.
Good luck. Yes, they
Very
do.
Very handsy. Very
yes,
handsy.
They do. In any handsy raccoons. I have so much respect for raccoons, I have to say.
They get it done. They get it done. And they have such,
and they look great doing it.
They have goals that they set, and they're not finished until they're finished, and they look great doing it. You're right.
They do. They look
they
great
always
doing
look
it.
Great.
They always pull it off, raccoons.
They
That's
do.
The other thing. Yeah.
They do. And yet they have that thing of like, oh, that looks cozy, but like, no, it's expensive and don't fuck with me, you know?
That is so funny too. That is so true.
They're wonderful.
That is exactly what they are. Well, anyway, they got their teeth on her Vienna and Winter. But that's not what I wanted to say. Was Connor, I don't know what he did wrong, but something for the first time in his life.
Oh, God.
Where they were redoing their inventory on the website is something. Anyway, the Negrana was out of stock. Mm-hmm. There was a fiasco at Fiasco.
A fiasco.
And the Negrana was out of stock, and now it's back in stock.
Oh,
or
shit.
Something. I don't know what happened exactly, but I know... My microphone just swung out of my face. Did you see that?
It was so disgusted with Fiasco and Connor.
We better end this episode now. It's taking too long already. Okay. Quick
well, the
comments.
Point is that we're giving Danielle and Casey a couple of Negranas, aren't we?
I forgot to say all of that. So the point is that we're going on their show.
Yeah.
I am speeding Negranas to them as we speak. I had one sent to you as well.
Are you serious?
And I had one sent to me so we could all have Negranas.
That's adorable.
And anybody wants to watch and win with us, so to speak, or just watch and drink with us, if they're going to come to the Bitch Sesh crossover, if you're the Venn in that diagram, order now, Negrana.com, and Connor will get it out to you. Look at this, something in my hair. No one's telling me anything today.
You only ever look perfect.
I'm getting the feeling that everyone who works for me hates me. That's the feeling I'm getting, that someone would let me go on my podcast with a piece of a lint
everyone,
in my hair.
Everyone, you'll see for yourselves, if you're sauna privileges, you literally look flawless, Rana. Like, not a flaw on you.
This is free feed. They're not going to see a thing unless we start finally just releasing. You know what? Write to me.
Yeah.
And tell me if you want me to start adding free feed episodes to Sauna Privileges.
There we go.
I'm going to raise the price if I do.
And in true Ask Rana fashion, make sure that when you write that yes, you do or no, you don't, it has to be at least 3 pages long. You have to really.
I want an email and I want the subject to just be yes or no.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
AskRana@gmail.com, yes or no.
I love that.
That's my poll, okay? Yes or no.
I love it.
All right, dear.
Okay, honey.
We've got a comedy. If I have to read this one because of the name of the guy, which is Grant Fance Pants.
Fantastic.
Negrana and Chill is his comment.
Cute.
Brianne and Rana.
Thank you.
Right, with a capital Y.
Yeah.
Just finished a road trip with my mother-in-law and introduced her to your amazing, in all caps, podcast. We were laughing for hours. You made driving through the Midwest fun. My husband and I already live for your show. Loving you both more than ever. Also, Brian, so sorry about the lobsterman. His loss.
Well,
Grant.
You know, it's like the Bible says, what's lost is found. I'll leave it there.
Oh.
And no, I'm going to leave it there, Rana.
Are we back on?
I mean, listen, this is what I'll say.
Yeah.
He got on, I got off. Does that make sense?
Technically, he had to get off too, though.
No, he didn't. I mean, eventually.
He got on, he had to get off.
Eventually, he did. Yes, eventually he did.
If he got on, he had to get off.
No, it was actually really upsetting.
Unless he's sitting on your lap right now and he's invisible.
No, I got off pretty quickly. He fapped for a good hour before he could.
What does fapping mean? That sounds horrible. Is that what I think it is?
Oh, no. Someone's going to grab that.
Cut. That's a meme. You're nothing but a meme factory.
How dare you? There's a new coffee shop. I don't know if you saw in Boston called Coffee Memes. That's literally what it's called. I wanted to throw up.
That's stupid.
Stupid. Anyway.
Anyone who drinks there better stop listening to our show.
No kidding.
All right.
Rana, I have to get. Okay, I will. And then
what is our count to say? We've got to end the show now.
Rana, I have to get a towel. I just spilled tea all over my desk. One second.
You're telling me you literally spilled the tea? This show is stupid. That's what I'm going to say. This guy, I don't know where we got this guy. I'm just going to read this comment while he's gone. Dear Abby, no thanks. There's only one person I turn to for advice, and that person is Rana, Glickman, period. That's in caps. And Brian sometimes too.
Thank you.
And he's handsome and funny.
Oh, that's
Vienna in winter, check. Shades of Vanilla, check. CHIP, check, check, check.
This person's got it.
Forgive me for missing out on the Negrana. I simply waited too long. They must have gone on when it said out of stock.
You didn't. It's back on. Back in.
Boy, you're a real pro. You're in, you're out, you're back, you're gone.
Listen,
is your tea cleaned up?
Yeah, it's fine. And I'm just going to throw away this towel. I don't know how much you paid for it. It doesn't matter.
Certainly doesn't.
Okay.
If you've been fapping on it, I don't want it anyway. Spreading the gospel of Rana is my new favorite hobby. I've never been one to treat myself to luxury. And since listening to these two, I feel like booking first-class vaccinations. Oh, vacations. Enjoying only the finest fabric, satin, scrubs, lotions, and exploring what it means to indulge oneself. And needless to say, I'm forever changed. 5 stars.
Rana,
only. P.S.
Yeah.
Cannot stress enough that these coffees are simply delectable.
They really
will change the way you start your day forever.
Rana, I'm dead serious. When the F is Steve going to grow up so that you and I can go on an adventure?
When do you want to? Steve is very adventurous.
Oh, no.
Steve is very adventurous.
Right. No, I was thinking
they have a very adventurous spirit.
Is Steve enough to stay home alone?
No, but Steve can bring her person.
Oh, okay.
Steve can be with her person.
Okay, so we don't have to.
When I'm with my person.
We don't have to deal with Steve at all.
I'll take care of you and Steve. Someone else will take care of Steve.
That's all I need. You know that's all I need. We're going to plan an adventure. I'm serious.
I saw that Ben Feldman was at Blackberry Farm the other day, but they're closing for renovations. So he must have been the last person there unless they canceled the renovations.
You're kidding.
No. Read this last one just because it's going to stir some stuff up in the carriage house.
Oh my God.
And then we're going to move on. And I think we're only going to do 2 questions today. And that's
whatever.
What I have to say about it.
Fine, Rana. Sue B.
Well, that's what I have to say about it.
You know what, Rana? Loud and clear.
I might switch to 2 questions, period.
Rana, I don't know.
It is the new year, and I don't know what I want to do yet.
You know what? Plus,
so,
like,
I'm just letting everyone know what's going to happen here is what I feel like happens.
Plus, I have to tell you, Rana, I have a regular Starbucks that I go to. It's cutting into this. So, I mean, this is cutting into that. So, you know.
Oh, you got to get to Starbucks so you can get your usual gang is there.
I've been doing
it. You can all drink your black coffee.
I've got my close friends there. And well, no, I started.
Is it a select, Starbucks select or whatever they're called?
Oh, no. This one's a drive-thru. Yeah. We just sit outside. It's actually freezing. We need a new location. I'll say that. And we walk through the drive-thru for fun.
And what happens there?
Oh, Domino's, you know, trade secrets. There's some bushes out behind the Starbucks that
I do like trade secrets.
That no one looks in, so you can kind of.
Oh, fopping. Fapping? Flapping.
Well, it's fops fapping.
Fap. Sweet. Do raccoons masturbate? Can
they
someone look
have
that
to.
Up?
Are you kidding? All I can picture.
They'd be crazy not.
All I can picture is against a raccoon leaning back like he's lounging with a one paw right there.
I see it the other way. I see him hunched over.
Even worse. Even worse.
If they're not, then that's against nature.
I agree, Rana.
They shouldn't have been given hands if they're not going
to
use them.
Nothing on this earth should not be masturbating that has the ability to.
The ability. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Sue B. M. Head.
Now, this is actually a controversial post, but go ahead.
5 stars only. Can't believe it's taken me this long to review Rana and Brian. Two geniuses.
Well, neither can I, quite frankly, after you read the rest of this, keep going.
Two geniuses who have been in my life for years. A long time ago, a fellow mom friend who happens to also be an improviser introduced me to Rana. Little did she know, I'm also a Jewess woman of a certain age who grew up in Marblehead. My familiarity with all things Rana only made me appreciate her more. I'm pretty sure I actually know her or at least bumped into her at Shoebies or walking around the neck. Brian, I love throwing shade attitudes. And together, please, better than a melt away from Stowaway Sweets. Fun fact, Kate Steinberg. Oh my God. Kate Steinberg is my sister-in-law. And I introduced her to you many years back. I pride myself on creative super fans. Thanks for getting us through this COVID nightmare. Love from Brooklyn, Sue. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I think I'd like to know what Kate has to say to that.
This Kate, this is a coup.
When we do
no
the Rashomon episode, when we do the Rashomon episode, we're going to have the Kurdish chipmunks on and we're going to have these two on. And we're going to get everybody's versions of what happened.
This does not bode well.
Yeah.
For Kate.
Is it the Kurdish chipmunks or the chipmunks Curtis?
Ooh. We should ask
them.
Yes. And also we should ask Scarlett's father. I bet he would be able to decide that.
He's not part of this.
No,
okay?
He isn't.
This is Scarlett and the Chipmunks.
You're right. Scarlett and the Chipmunks. Okay. The Chipmunks Curtis or the Curtis Chipmunks? I kind of like the Chipmunks Curtis. What do you like?
I think it's the Chipmunks Curtis.
I think that's cute.
Probably what it, I think it's more dignified.
I do too.
Yeah. The Curtis Chipmunks sounds like a county fair act.
Yeah. And it's
the Chipmunks Curtis sounds like they've hit it big.
Yeah. The Curtis Chipmunks sounds like they're covering like Lollipop. You know what I mean? That song.
But I'll bump.
Which, by the way, is probably just about a penis.
No, says you. Okay.
You're right.
Everything isn't just about something.
You're right.
Okay. It could, I mean, maybe, you know.
See, now
I'm
you know it is.
I'm sick of this. Now I know it is. I thought about it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think those singers even really know.
Guess who wrote to us again? The pronunciation corrector, speaking of which.
Are you honestly going to dignify this, Rana?
Henry. How dare he?
Henry in D.C.
I think I already addressed this, that he wrote to us and said, you can say Omicron and Omicron.
That's right. Oh, we did talk about this. Yes.
Yeah, we talked about Henry. Get out of here.
Yep.
Get out of here. Then from my Adam Rippon episode, the winner wrote in of the contest.
Yes. Was so thrilled that they were picked.
Who cares?
Emma, congratulations.
She was picked. Isn't that enough? Do I have to read her update?
Well, she said, thank you for helping me turn an insecure, fretting moment into a very proud, exciting moment. I can't wait to wear this lip balm. And as Adam put it, feel like $1 million. Kiss, kiss, a.k.a. Maria. She, her. Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, maybe we'll cut that. Okay. Let's get the show back on the rails,
okay.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Ah, did you hear that?
I love that sound, Ron.
I absolutely love that sound. That is the new Shopify cha-ching pod.
Love it.
Every time I hear that sound, I get so excited because not only do I know that I'm supporting entrepreneurs and all the fabulous small businesses that use Shopify.
Totally.
I know that I am going to be communicated with in such a way that makes me so happy to be a customer.
Yeah.
That is truly what I love about Shopify.
No kidding.
They keep track of it every step of the way.
Rana, and we're familiar with Shopify even beyond that.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
We use Shopify for our coffee.
We certainly do.
So our customers absolutely know what it means to get a perfect customer service experience in terms of here's the minute you bought it. Here's the minute the package went out. Here's right. where it is, et cetera, et cetera. It's all there and it's so easy. Transactions are so much easier for the, from the consumer side when you're buying something on Shop. I mean, I breathe a sigh of relief when I know I'm buying something on Shop because all my information's already in there.
It's so easy. Just a one-click pony.
Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. Okay, so upstarts, startups, established businesses, whatever, can sell everything from everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. That's why, as an entrepreneur myself, Brian.
Sure, yes, you are, Rana.
I know you can relate because you're also an entrepreneur.
Well, I'm also one, so yeah.
I can't recommend Shopify enough for your business. If you're thinking about getting your business online, getting everything organized, giving your customers an incredible start to finish customer service experience, seamless, I'm telling you, Shopify is 100% the service for you. Shopify powers over 1.7 million businesses, pardon me. I wish I had stock in that company.
Come on.
From first sale to full scale, as they like to say.
Cute.
And they do all kinds of integrations with apps, so you can shop through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, you name it.
All the hits.
They give you all the insights. I'm on Shopify every minute checking out the coffee sales. I can see who bought. I can see where my favorite thing is. You can see where in the country, who's visiting your store. Oh, somebody in South Dakota is thinking about buying the coffee.
Amazing.
So go to Shopify.com/AskRana. That's all lowercase for a free 14-day trial.
Come
and get
on,
full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. For instance, let's say Showstopper Cookies was looking to get on Shopify.
Ah,
this
our
would
faves.
Be the moment.
Yep.
Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to Shopify.com/AskRana right now. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Hold on. I want to have a sip of my drink. What you won't believe what I'm drinking today. Don't tell the Bixby boys.
Oh my God,
that
Starbucks?
No. What are you, crazy?
Yeah. New Orleans. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Dio, what were you going to say?
What are you drinking? A root beer? A cream soda? Oh my God, Rana, that sounds amazing. You know, all I drink is Zevia root beer now, right?
This is a diet. Have you ever had a diet A&W?
No, but is it delicious?
Incredible.
Okay.
This is a diet Dr. Brown's cream soda, and it matches my outfit.
Wait a second.
You've never had this?
This is the ad. You know what you remind me of right now? Those Got Milk ads. This is the ad for Dr. Brown's right here. That's right. Perfect.
Yeah.
I've never had it and I'm going to have it.
It's incredible. And I got it right here on the vineyard. They had it at one of the local delis.
You're kidding. Their jaws must have dropped when they saw you get it and then hold it up. They must have thought, is this the spokesperson for Rana. So effervescent.
Yeah. Now there's a meme for every, now I have a meme and you have a meme.
Oh, we've done today's great memes.
Meme, coffeememes.com. That's our website.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to read the first question. You're going to, and then you're going to tell me how we're doing on time. Okay.
You got it, beauty.
Dear Rana and Brian, my girlfriend and I have been dating for 8 months. Okay. Early in our relationship, I decided to get a dog. I wanted an adventure pal, companion, and friend. Because this decision coincided with the new relationship, my girlfriend has taken the role, O-L-L, like a dinner roll, of second mom to him. She was there the day I got him. Graduated,
she really takes
puppy
the role.
Class with us. And, well, the dog probably takes the role if you let him.
That's true.
She was there the day I got him. Graduated puppy class with us. She loves him as her own. Things in our relationship have not been going well for a while due to general incompatibility. Okay. We love each other, but we argue so much because we don't understand one another. I feel like I would like to end the relationship, but she's so bonded with our puppy. I don't want to take her away from my dog or my dog away from her, but my gut is telling me my dog is the only reason we are holding on to the relationship. Should I keep trying to work things out in this new-ish relationship because we want to try harder for a dog? Is that stupid? Sincerely, a gay dog mom. Please don't use my real name. Thank you. By the way, if you had signed that, I absolutely still wouldn't have used your name.
Keep going.
For the record.
Keep going, Rana.
That's a whole letter.
No, I know, but keep going on that.
That's probably my whole answer. My answer is, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I love dogs. Love. They're wonderful creatures.
The best.
As we know, Brian is co-parenting a dog with Derek.
I couldn't hack it on my own.
Whether Brian and Derek should have stayed together for the dog and whether that might have worked out for everyone in the end, I don't know.
You know.
And I'm not saying I would have suggested that.
It might not have worked out for him in the end. But
in any event, what I'm saying is, what are we talking about? Mm. Okay. The dog is going to be fine. Assuming you're a good dog parent, if you're a bad dog parent and you go to work all day and never see the dog and da, 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 you should actually consider who the dog will be happier with. Mm-hmm. But if you're a perfectly good dog parent, who is this person? This person is a blip on your life story.
Yeah.
This is a relationship that didn't work out. If you want to continue to be friends and you want to keep primary, you know, parental control of this dog, and you want this person to come walk the dog sometimes or the dog can stay with them or whatever it is, honestly, that's a terrific setup because then you don't have to pay puppy care or whatever if you have to go out of town. But if you're not going to be friends with this person, the dog will get over this in about 6 to 7 hours, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
The dog will
stay
get over
in the
this.
Present. Dogs stay in the present. They do.
The dog could be low for a few days. Mm-hmm. And the dog could absolutely remember the person when they come back. That's my understanding.
Yes.
But the dog will be fine.
Yeah.
If the dog's needs are met, the dog will be fine.
Totally. All that dog wants is stability and love. Like any, you know, creature.
And some puppy chow.
And some puppy chow, babe.
Yeah. And a fap every once in a while.
You know what? No. Hopefully he's fixed. Or she's fixed.
It's a hit.
But they still like to fap, I think.
Well, let's not.
You know what,
let's
Rana,
not go there.
I didn't bring it up.
You brought it up by memeing yourself earlier. Yeah.
What I was going to say is, I'm going to give it to you tough. And I know you can handle it. Any couple who would decide to get a dog, not even a year into a relationship, is absolutely foolish. That was a terrible choice, just so you know.
Well, they didn't get the dog. She got the dog. And then they did the thing where they sort of fell into parenting together.
Wait, so she had the dog before the relationship?
It's her dog. No, she got it at the beginning of the relationship,
right.
But it's her dog.
So they don't live together.
I decided to get a dog. Do they live together? That's a good question. Hold on.
Well, all I'm saying is this. Fine, then disregard that. I was going to say, if you got a dog as a couple after 8 months of being together, that is foolish. You should be together at least, honestly, I mean, I know it's different, but it's the same idea. Like, for you to take care of something together, you need to be solid. You just need to be solid.
I agree with that completely. But this is, look, this, what are we doing?
And also,
you're living for the stability.
That's so absurd.
You said something so basic. We are incompatible.
Yeah. And by the way,
forget it.
I think people sometimes put their own feelings and emotions of how they would handle a situation onto a dog.
Yes.
Dogs are not people. They're very sensitive creatures. No doubt about that. And they deserve beautiful, loving, stable homes. But they are not humans. They don't have the racing mind that we do about what will happen in the future. They just don't think like that. It's just not part of the process. So as long as your dog is happy, like Rana said, he might be upset for a few days and might not eat for a couple days or something, might be a little bit depressed. Dogs stay in the present. And on that note, when they see this other person, they will be so stoked about it. And like Rana said, what a fucking great situation. You have someone who at any time, like Derek will call me and say, like, I'm going out of town. I'm like, great, all mine. Yes. It's easy. Yeah. It's great for everybody.
But also prepare yourself for the eventuality that this person says, F you and your dog too.
That's true. Yeah, that could happen too.
Or they just say, honestly, it'd be too painful for me to stay friends with you. And, you know, and they're going to scream and shout. And why did you let me get attached to the dog? And da-da-da. And you know what? That stinks for about a day.
I don't know any good reasons.
That's called collateral damage. There's nothing you can... Look, people with children don't stay together. They get divorced when they're incompatible.
Exactly.
And it's sad and it's terrible and it's hard, but everybody moves on from it.
Right, of course.
And you do your best for the creature.
Completely. And I would say, again, to the 8 months, nothing is worse staying together.
The dog isn't even a year
old.
That's the other thing.
Exactly.
This dog is not even a year old.
No. And
all this dog knows is that it is how to chase something.
Exactly. So I hope even hearing your letter out loud made you realize how big a mistake that would be to stay with someone for that reason. It just is a huge mistake.
It doesn't make any sense.
The only reason that someone should stay with someone if they don't want to be with them is if they know that they're not quite, well, first of all, obviously if it's an abusive home, out the door, figure something else out. Otherwise, if it is a financial thing, you know, just get to a point where you can set yourself up before you leave. You know, I think like Ron always says, you should always be able to afford your own apartment. But this isn't that case.
Yeah, I think it was Maya Angelou that said
Maya Angelou, excuse me. But this isn't that case. That was Rana quoting Maya Angelou. Me quoting Rana quoting Maya Angelou.
Well, you should always have an exit strategy.
For sure.
But also that feels crummy too. When you're holding on to an exit strategy and then... You know, don't make everything everyone else's problem. If you have to go ask your friends to stay on their couch for a couple of days or whatever it is, better you should bear the burden of that than the person that you broke up with.
Totally.
If that makes any sense.
Totally.
In other words, nice to have an exit strategy, but it does feel crummy to find out that someone stayed for an extra 2 years just because they couldn't afford the rent.
If you're the kind of dog... crazy person that I am.
We're still talking about this dog.
Because I want to say, when you break up with this person, if the dog goes to like a doggy daycare or has like a dog walker, they do pick up that energy. I would just say, like, if you're really the kind of person who wants to protect the dog's feelings in this, maybe have them out of the house when you're breaking up with your partner.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I don't think you should do it in front of the dog.
I don't know. I know that's an insane thing to say, but it's true.
I don't think it's insane at all.
Yeah.
I actually don't think that's insane at all.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's very smart, actually.
But yeah, break up with this person. That's, you know.
It's not working out.
It's not working out. It happens.
Next.
Give it a good try.
But don't pull this BS with the next person where they go to all the puppy appointments and everything else. If you're not sure what's going on in the relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be codependent with the dog triangulating around this dog.
No.
Don't start that nonsense.
Don't start playing house as if that dog is both.
Exactly.
Do not do it. Yeah.
No. Okay.
All right.
You read this next one, dear.
Okay. Dear Rana, Brian, and smoke show of a guest, respectfully. I mean, Dante might be our guest.
I think that's both of us.
Both
in this
of us,
episode.
You're right. Okay.
You are my guest and I'm your guest.
Fair enough. You're a smoke show, Rana.
Noted.
Yeah. You are too, Brian. It's okay. I cannot thank you enough for the endless hours of
life. You are too, Brian.
I cannot thank you enough for the endless hours of laughter and wisdom you provided me.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I fell in love with both of you through Bitch Sesh. Okay, everybody. Like we said
January
before.
January 27th, 5:30 Pacific. Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now.
Informally sponsored by Negrana.com.
Love it. Found you through...
Not at all approved message.
No, for sure not.
No.
Approved by the two of us. Found both of you through Bitch Sesh and now listen to at least one of your episodes a day during the work week. I've repeated many episodes. You keep me sane and grounded during this crazy time we're in, and Rana's voice reminds me of my sweet mom who grew up in Dorchester. We are a South Shore family, excuse me.
Yeah, it's a little working class, but I'll take it.
Okay. Thank you for providing a source of light and warmth in my life. Now, on to a question with which I would love your input.
With which I would love. Which, sandwich.
Which.
Cookie witch.
Chili witch.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the chili witch?
You know, well, it's winter, Rana.
Oh, I'll eat ice cream any time of the
year.
Right, but
yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting married in the spring, and among my many stressors, I'm wondering how best to prepare my body the week of the big day so I look as tight and thin as I can and avoid feeling gross. If I were to listen to my sister, who always looks perfect for any event she attends, I would be taking laxatives the week of to slim down. Don't do that. Then a water pill to lose any remaining weight. Don't do that. Water weight. Then drink enough water on the day to be hydrated but not gain back the weight. And take an Imodium so I would be running a tight ship throughout the wedding without needing any unwanted assistance from my maids.
Wow.
I realize in the world of body positivity.
What do you take when you faint is my question.
Yeah, exactly.
After you do all of these things. Yeah.
Right. And are you, instead of a reception, do you go to the gastroenterologist?
Yeah. Yeah.
I realize in the
body. I hope you have an IV on standby.
Me too.
Yeah.
I realize in the world of body positivity, I should be focusing solely on sleep and eating healthy food the week of, but who am I kidding? I want to look and feel as light as a feather on the day and for my dress to fit like a glove without needing to wear layers of Spanx. I'm close to a weight goal I've set for myself, so losing pounds isn't a huge concern for me. So my question would be, how do you prepare for the week of a big event to look and feel your best? What would you eat and how else might you prepare, e.g. exercise, supplements, etc.? Thank you for attention to my letter. All my love to you, Brian and Rana. You're 2 in a million. Leany. I've never heard of a Leany. I love it.
Okay. I know you have an answer. I'm going to let you start because I know when you're prepping for a big shoot or something.
Oh, yeah. Well,
is there anything particular truly that you do before a shoot?
Yes. And some I would do again and some I wouldn't.
Okay. That's exciting. I'd love to know some of the things you wouldn't do again.
Well, one of the guys on you, because we had a shirtless scene, which was like the worst. Actually, it was a really fun night, I'll be honest. But he was doing that really famous trainer. I forget his name. Like, the guy who's always interviewed in GQ and something. It starts with a G, maybe. I don't remember.
Gunther, what's his
name?
That's
the one. And so he was doing that, which was like the whole idea there. I think 2 days before was like you drink gallons of water and the day before you drink, or the day of, you drink no water, but you're peeing constantly. I wouldn't do that again. That was a miserable experience that really for me didn't do much.
Okay.
What I will say is... what I think you could be doing in that situation, and this is also a water weight solution, is hot yoga really helps with that. It just gets you feeling. And I would do that the morning, if you wanted to, the morning of, and then stay dehydrated. So drink a few sips of water throughout the day. I know people are going to be like, you're fucking crazy. And you're right. I am. I would never recommend this day to day or anything. You know what I mean? Ever. I would recommend it for 1 day doing something like that.
Because you look better when you do it this way or you feel better? What's the
exactly
question? What's the result?
It's more that you slim down. But for feeling lighter, here's what I would do. And this is not something, because by the way, there is a difference between losing weight and wanting to feel lighter. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Feeling lighter is you just stop eating. Do the intermittent fasting or do every other day intermittent fasting, which is like, you do a day where you eat and you stop at 5, and the next day you only eat 500 calories. You do the next day you eat and you stop at 5, the next day you only eat 500 calories. Like, you can confuse your body that way, and then that feels good. What I would suggest doing, which I have not done, and by the way, Ron is going to say it too, and I'm going to say it too, you're perfect. You're perfect. I'm sure.
Well, I'm not going to say that. Oh. She's getting married.
I was going to say, probably, but what you could also do is meditate and not worry about it, you know? Do something really nice for yourself.
Well, I do agree with that. It does. Yeah. I do think there is a bit of, look, part of it, I think, is, and look, let's just say, you wrote in, you asked this question. This
right.
is not what I recommend for every no. person that's getting married, and everyone has to do this, and everyone has to look perfect, and everyone wants to be their thinnest, and blah, blah. It does not matter to me if you're 2 pounds, 2,000 pounds.
Me neither.
It doesn't matter to me. It matters to me how you feel
totally.
On the day, on the week, about the arrangement. I absolutely think you should wear something you feel comfortable in, that you're happy in. And I also understand the value of being a little uncomfortable, if that is what you want.
My last suggestion, Rana, before you go into this, is my last suggestion is, I know so many people who are doing this Chroma Cleanse, which is a kit you order. It's the Amy Schumer and Gwyneth Paltrow's thing. People
together?
Yeah. People.
What do you mean? They have a thing together?
Chroma.
Amy Schumer and
Gwyneth
and
Paltrow.
They developed this cleanse together,
apparently,
or they're just both doing it?
No, their names are on the website.
Really?
It's K-R-O-M-A. Everyone I know, it's a 5-day thing. And it's not okay. just juicing. It's like broth and porridge, and like, but they send it all to you. It's $360 okay. for 5 days. So it's not cheap, but everyone says you're not hungry on it and you feel light as a feather. Cause it's not, you're not just doing juice and no solids. It's not, but apparently it like is a 5-day, gets you where you want to be. And it's the healthiest version of this. I can't personally endorse it just because I haven't done it, but everyone I know yeah. who's done it loved it. So that's another option. K-R-O-M-A. It's expensive and it's 5 days, but seems to work for people.
She's getting married in the spring. Is that what it says?
I would,
if you're going to do that, I would try that
the week
before.
Oh, okay.
No, I would try that now.
Yeah.
Even though you say you're almost at your goal weight. What you don't need to do is shock your body into some situation where you're passing out or
God,
you're missing
no.
or you're thatting, or it doesn't agree with your stomach. You try something new. I would not try anything new. I don't
Smart.
Know how old your sister is, but it sounds like she's from the 80s. She's taking laxatives and Imodium and everything else. And I don't know whether she's a supermodel that had a Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot, or I don't know who is punishing themselves like this in order to look a certain way. But I absolutely can appreciate the desire to feel unbloated
yes,
and to glow.
For sure.
I would drink, as Brian said, I would drink as much water as possible. Starting now, to be honest
sure.
with you, but also the week leading up to it. Mm-hmm. And I agree, on the day, you don't want to drink a ton of water because you'll just have to go to the bathroom all the time.
Right.
And that's not helpful.
Right.
I would eat salmon. I would, you know,
clean.
I would absolutely stop eating. I would eat clean. I would have green juice every day. And I mean, one that's made for you, not something out of a supermarket that has extra sugar and this and that,
sure.
something fresh. I would make sure that I, as many days as I could before, stopped eating early. You know, I might even skip dinner if I had it in me. And I would just be super careful at the rehearsal dinner. If you're having a rehearsal dinner, because
smart.
That is where things get ruined. The temptation is to let loose at the rehearsal dinner. And if you're planning that now, whatever that thing is, if you thought, ooh, we're going to have crispy rice with spicy tuna at the rehearsal dinner. And then at the wedding, we're going to da, 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 da. Whatever those treats are that you're hoping for, throw them all onto the wedding menu, not onto the rehearsal dinner menu, because you don't want to be tempted to have all of that stuff at the rehearsal dinner. Because if you've been eating clean, your body, the second you start eating sugar and salt,
yeah,
it'll take about 24 hours, you know, or 12 hours, but forget it. I'm telling you, one potato chip at the rehearsal dinner, it's all over. You need to get to the day.
Yeah.
But on the day, you could do whatever you want, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And
oh, for
if you
sure.
Have,
yes.
I mean, I wouldn't wake up and have, you know, 5 eggs and 6 stacks of pancakes. Sure. But I mean, once you're married.
Totally.
Once the vows have taken place and the pictures have been, you know, just also be careful if you can have a drink that you have a little something to eat at that point.
No,
you're already
going
to be passing out like a boxer. But I think you need to just do everything what you do. This is like having a big exam, honestly. You do your prep, and then on the day of, you have to let it all go a little bit.
Yeah.
And
that's
what you don't
advice.
Need to be thinking about on the day is, did I drink my water with the tea? Does anyone know where I put my pill? Does anyone have my this? Does any try to enjoy the day. I would prepare, and then I would let it all go.
I think that's great
is
advice.
Is what I would do.
You want to enjoy
get
that
through
day.
The ceremony. And let it all go and have the night of your life.
Yes.
And the rest of it doesn't matter. But I think at this point, you probably know what works for your body. And I'm guessing laxatives and Imodium are
that's
not
awful.
On your program.
Listen,
right
I don't
now.
Think cleanses are yeah. much better. In fact, they're not calling Chroma a cleanse. It's a 5-day nutritional reset.
It's a detox or something? A reset.
A reset is how they're branding it.
That's okay.
I don't think
could
these
be
things,
great. I haven't looked at it. I'll have to look at it.
And I would
it.
Say sounds, with these things.
I go to Austria when there isn't a pandemic.
Sure.
I go to Austria twice a year to have a reset, and it's wonderful.
But what I think Ron is smart about like trying something like that out first before you do it a second time. But know
do
that it's 5 days for
anything.
A reason because it's not sustainable. So it, you know,
correct.
These are just – quote
quick bursts.
Exactly. That I like you said, Rana, these are not sustainable things or lifestyle changes people should make.
No, but the other thing you can do is you can have more smoothies, soups, things
yes.
that are, if you give your digestion a break, I mean, this goes back to my Mayo Clinic, you know, philosophy.
Of course.
But if you give your digestion a little break, it absolutely will help you with bloat and reset and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I believe firmly in that. But my guess is you've been prepping enough. You'll know by then what, you know. And also, come on. What are we talking about? 2 pounds, 3 pounds? Enjoy your wedding.
No kidding. Maybe yeah. lay off the booze that week until your wedding day, you know?
Totally. Well, yeah. definitely. I will say definitely that.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a difference.
It makes
for
a huge difference.
And this and that.
It does make
and then the other
and
thing
the
I'll
feel.
Say is that someone gave to me for Hanukkah, which I haven't used yet, but I'm excited to use them and they're in the freezer right now. Georgia Louise, who is a fabulous celebrity facialist.
Sure.
Has these cryo sticks and they're basically little freezy tools and they help depuff. It's the same
right.
thing, same principle as a jade roller.
Yeah.
Invest in a jade roller and actually use it. And also I think masks are terrific, paper masks or, mm-hmm. but again, try all of that stuff out ahead of time because what you don't want to do is break out. Don't try
right.
anything new on the week
that's
of the wedding.
That's so smart.
Give yourself, I would say even 10 days because if you do something and you break out, you need the chance to repair from that.
True.
So don't try anything new on the week of the wedding. That mm-hmm. would be my advice.
Very smart.
I can't wait to get the letters about how old fashioned I am when it comes to. I don't know.
No, I mean, we've said like this, these are not things that you can sustain, but I understand the need for wanting to feel, not even necessarily look, but feel light on a certain day.
Yes.
Like we all understand that. And no,
but
these are not
that
things
when
that
first glass of champagne hits your lips, the whole thing's over.
Yeah. And let it be over.
So enjoy that night.
No kidding.
Yeah, just
no
keep
kidding.
Going. Yeah.
Exactly.
Congratulations, by the way, dear.
If you're after lifestyle changes, which doesn't even sound like you are, I mean, my advice would just be like, if you're drinking too much, just cut back. If you're eating
too
much,
should we do the
Chroma,
Brian? When should we do the Chroma together?
I don't know, because I never know with that stuff if like, am I setting myself up to where like, on day 6 to 10, I end up gaining like 25 pounds. You know what I mean? Like,
you've
done this stuff
cake,
more than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat a sheet cake after you finish?
I'll be honest, a sheet cake sounds pretty good.
Then I think we're not ready for it right
yeah.
now.
But I should yeah. do this just because, you know, the holidays are the
anything.
Holidays. But
you look great. You are terrific. Your skin is gorgeous. You're perfect. What
no,
do you care?
Thank you. I'm just saying there are things I could do. Like, how about if I just stop eating past 9 p.m.? That's something I could do.
What are you eating after 9?
Lily's chocolate bars.
I don't think I know them. Are they from New York, Lily's NYC?
No, you can even get them in the supermarket. They're the ones with like no sugar, or they have like 1 gram of sugar. They're not like amazing tasting, but
it's like a keto situation.
It's a keto.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm eating Sounds too many fun. Of them. It does if you do the portion.
You're watching the Sex and the City reboot. Are you're eating those.
Dang me. I am stunned at every turn of that show.
Are we going to do now Emily in Paris was renewed for two more seasons.
Two more?
Three and four.
Wow.
When are we going to do our Emily in Paris recap
Anytime
show
you want,
Patreon?
Rana. Anytime you want.
I think that's worth the money.
Let's do it.
I'm just going to say that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I haven't watched season two yet. I'm so excited.
No, I've only watched one, so we could actually do it.
That's a great series to have on there.
I love that idea. All right, let's do it. But it'll be behind the paywall in case Darren Star wants to cast either of us in season three
Fair
or
enough.
Season four.
Patreon.com/AskRana.
And we're going to start that. I don't know. I like this idea though. We're going to talk
too.
About
that
this.
Fun.
Maybe we'll do that.
Rana, okay. Should we do our cliffhanger?
Let's do our cliffhanger. I only have energy for two questions today.
Who do we want to give a prize to?
Who's going to what?
Wedding?
What was the first question
okay,
again?
So the first question was dog or wedding?
Oh. Wedding, of course.
Yeah, wedding.
Yeah.
Wedding. How much were those cryo things you mentioned?
I sort of want to send the dog a present, to be honest with you.
I know what you mean. We could.
I feel like the dog needs something.
I agree.
Not the owner. I feel like the only person in this equation needs something is the dog.
I'm with you.
What should we send them? Sherman's friend. If you were a dog, what is Sherman?
Sherman
what makes Sherman
loves
go nuts?
Stella and Chewy's raw. It's not actually raw. That's just called raw. Chicken food, like treats. Loves them.
Okay, that's who's winning.
And they're
today.
Kind of expensive.
The dog just won a box of Stella and Chewies. What are they called?
Lucky him. They come in chicken, duck, lamb, or beef. I give Sherman the chicken.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think the dog, the puppy. Do they have a puppy size? We're going to have to get
I'm
to
sure.
the puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's who won today's prize, in my opinion. That's the person who needs something.
I'm with
week.
You. Rana, that's a great idea. I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. The bride will have to invest in her own Georgia Louise cryo sticks.
That's right.
Yeah. Terrific. I love this. The dog won the prize today.
Good job, Spot.
Okay, dude, do you want to read the cliffhanger?
Sure, Rana.
Okay.
Dear Ron and Brian, my boyfriend is in his early 30s and doesn't have his driver's license, and I've had it. Mm. For the past,
so have I.
Me too. I'm exhausted by
I'm
that.
Just hearing about this and I've had it.
For the past 5 years that we've been together, I have done all of the driving. Mm. I'm like balling up a fist right now. Every road trip, every grocery store trip.
Oh yeah, no, this
trip,
is this
crazy.
Is, yeah. This hits you right in your sweet spot.
Certainly did. Right in my Lily's chocolate. I've picked him up from work and I've even—
As we say, in the kishkis.
That's right.
Yeah.
Up until now, I picked him up from work and I've even helped him when he needed to run errands. This is wild. Up until now, we've lived in a city where public transportation is accessible. So I've been understanding because a car isn't really required where we used to live. Every time I've asked him whether he would get his driver's license, he would tell me that he doesn't really need one because of the easy access to the trains. However, I've been frustrated with him when we go out of town, which was pretty frequent. Also, God forbid there's an emergency. Anyway, just a few months ago, we moved to LA and I bought a car. Rana,
well, they do have one car.
That's true. Rana, yeah. If you didn't know, a car is pretty much required in LA. Did you know that, Rana?
Oh, thanks for the info,
Rana, LA is like a big car driving city.
Good, got it.
Yeah, you can't take, don't take the subway when you go.
Oh.
It's just much harder.
I appreciate the tip. You're always looking out for me.
Of course.
Yeah.
I brought up but you know, no, I wouldn't even bike here. I wouldn't even bike here.
Oh, they don't have city bike? I won't go.
Okay.
The only place I bike is Amsterdam. I don't think it's dignified anywhere else.
Oh, fair enough. I brought up the subject a few weeks ago, and he admitted to me for the very first time in our relationship that he hasn't gotten a driver's license because of issues he's had with dealing with anxiety. In all honesty, I kind of predicted this was the real reason all along, but it makes me even more frustrated because I feel like he hasn't even been honest with me. For all these years—
Oh, come on.
For all these years, I've been angry and frustrated with him, and I've kept these feelings to myself because I don't know if I'm being unreasonable. And this seems to be part of a larger problem between us in that I feel like I take more responsibility in a relationship than he does. How do I
go, me?
How do I go about helping him? I'm tired of being angry and frustrated, but are my feelings even valid? Sincerely, a he, him fan and Carriage House member. Please don't use my real name. You deserve each other. All right, we're going to answer this. Ronna, you rub off on me sometimes, I have to admit.
Ooh, we got mischievous today.
We did.
This was a naughty episode.
It was naughty.
Yes, this was. It didn't feel like a dry January episode.
Certainly.
Are you doing
not.
Dry January?
I think I randomly just have been, but I haven't set out to. It hasn't felt good to really, but are you?
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Adam O'Byrne was doing dry January.
Well, he's a health nut.
And then, well, he is. Yeah. He is among the healthiest and in best shape people I've ever known.
Yeah.
And then he had to fly somewhere and they offered him a drink in the lounge. And I asked him if he had one and he said, I'm only human.
God bless him. I thought,
isn't he terrific? I thought, hasn't he come a long way that he's willing to violate dry January just because someone offered him a drink at the lounge?
You know what? That's my kind
of guy. It was a nice lounge. It was a very nice lounge.
Who could blame him?
Doing?
I would take advantage.
You can't have a drink at the lounge. You know what that reminds me of? Well, the last time I went from the Mayo Clinic, I was, of course, flying, you know, first class Lufthansa.
Sure.
And I was
the best
in the lounge.
Of them, really. That's one of the best first classes in the world.
Yeah. My Swiss La Première experience still I maintain as the highest at the moment. Right. But I was in the lounge at Munich Airport and I had just come off the Mayo Clinic and I was looking. You think I look, come on.
Right.
I was, you think I look good and then you really see me and you think, wow.
That's always the case.
Does she have a Sports Illustrated swimsuit, you know, shoot coming up sort of thing?
You should.
Is she walking the runway for Victoria's Secret?
She should be.
Is she an angel? They ask.
I've never asked that.
And then they started offering hot Bavarian pretzels that they were making.
Are you kidding?
In the lounge.
I mean,
to
what are
order.
You supposed to do?
They said, can I offer you a hot Bavarian pretzel made to order?
Yeah, you can.
And I thought about it for about 38 seconds. Truly.
I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so mad if you didn't get it.
All of it. And I said to myself, yes, I would like one. And I had half of it.
I would have been so upset if you didn't get it, Ronna.
And did I ruin everything that happened at the Mayo Clinic? Possibly. But what was I going to say?
No.
First class hot Bavarian pretzel.
Come on.
And I'll tell you this for free. Ashley Judd was in the lounge. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning and they offer you chocolates. That's just part of it.
Okay.
She didn't have anything to eat, but she ate all the chocolates.
Listen, she.
Pop, 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 pop.
Who could blame her? You know who runs Ashley
right
Judd's
in.
Business?
No, that was before
Ashley
her whole.
Judd.
That was before her whole leg fell off or whatever happened to her on Kilimanjaro. She still has a leg.
That's good.
She was hiking, I think, Kilimanjaro, and she broke a leg, and the local people had to carry it back down the mountain.
I think I do remember that.
Terrible. Happened about a year ago. Right. Terrible.
Well,
this was long before that.
Oh, well, that's good.
So it's okay for me to say something disparaging about it. Is it disparaging, or was she living
no,
the best life?
That's what I mean. Ashley Judd makes decisions.
She was
for
the Adam O'Byrne of that situation.
Completely.
She probably doesn't ever eat chocolate. And there she was in the Swiss lounge, and she said, give them all to me.
Yeah, why not?
What am I paying for?
She's a girl after my own heart.
Yeah. Okay, dear.
All right.
I adore you.
I love you.
Bitch Sesh Live, 127 at 5:30. Buy your tickets now. If you go to Bitch Sesh into Instagram and this and that, just Google it.
Or
I think it's on Looped Live.
If for any reason it's sold out or you think it's going to be sold out,
Venmo Brian.
You can just Venmo me and I'll see what I can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But order your Negronis so that you can drink them in the carrot test and then you can drink them and you can post
that's what
about
we're all going to be
tag
doing.
Tag us and we would love it.
I'm so excited, Ronna. I didn't know you were going to send me one too. I would have been happy to order it, but
I've already sent it.
Oh
it's on
God,
its way.
I'm so flattered. I'm so, thank you.
Negrana.com. Oh, and don't forget tinyurl.com/PhoebeCookies. We've got to blow the roof off this thing. I'm disappointed in how few boxes have been sold so
we've
far.
Shown
I don't
up.
Mind telling everybody.
We've shown up for Phoebe.
You're going to buy them anyway.
That's
and
right.
Don't be a fool. Don't buy a box. You're going to eat those Thin Mints by the sleeve.
Yeah.
The serving size is a sleeve. One sleeve.
For sure.
All right, dear. Kiss, kiss.
Ronna, I don't mean to predict the future here. No, I know. This is all me. I don't mean to predict the future here, but
yeah.
I don't think we're going to be able to record the week those cookies come. I don't think it's going to be good.
Oh, I think that's a safe bet.
Okay.
You better track that package.
Because there's no way.
Give yourself at least 2 days under your duvet before you crawl out.
I just don't want to say anything because
You better do cookie than chroma.
You know what?
Order chroma on the back of the cookies.
I absolutely
all the cookies, then do the chroma.
They said those cookies were on their way. The chroma's coming right after. There's no doubt about that.
You're right. Do a hot click on that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah, but anyone ever call it a hot click?
No, but they should. That's cute.
You know how they say in a hot minute or a hot second, or what about a hot click?
I love it.
Is that something?
Yeah.
A hot click. I'll give that a hot click.
I love it.
All right, dear. Kiss, kiss. Kiss.